and opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Of course they did. I knew that, you knew that, we all knew that. We've all been to the Nativity plays. We've all sung We Three Kings of Orient Are, or at a higher level of theological sophistication, Bethlehem of Noblest Cities. So not only do we know that the kings offered gold, frankincense, and myrrh, we know what they mean. Gold for a king, incense for a god, myrrh to prepare Jesus for burial. Or is that what they mean? That's certainly what they came to mean in the Christian church from the late 3rd, very early 4th century onwards. But what did they mean to Mary and to Joseph? What's the background of these gifts? Well, let's look at them one by one and go a little into their biblical story. And it'll take us to some parts of scripture not much visited by preachers. Gold first. Well, I hardly need to go to scripture to talk about gold. It's the first metal ever worked by human beings, right at the end of the Stone Age. Nuggets of gold initially, then gold was found as flecks in the rivers of Southeast Europe, and it was the first metal that humans ever worked, before even copper. It's ductile, so it's easy to make into beautiful things. And it does not tarnish. It's this extraordinary imperishability that gold has, that from the very beginning caught the human eye. It was pleasing to look at. It was pleasing to work. It stayed pleasing to look at. And it was not enormously rare, but relatively rare. And so it's prized from the 5th millennium BC. The earliest important treasure of gold comes from a place in Bulgaria called Varna. It's on the Black Sea coast. And there's a cemetery there where the dead were buried with gold beads, gold jewellery. One of the great excitements of my earlier archaeological life was being shown the gold of Varna by the man who discovered it not long after he had. That's 4,600 to 4,200 BC. It's all over the Bible, of course, as a precious metal, as something that you might offer as a costly gift. What about frankincense? A gum that you get from a tree whose Linnaean name is Boswellia sacra. I love that. Sacred Boswellia. You score the bark and it exudes this gum that you can then break off and pound, and you can burn it or you can grind it very fine and use it in other ways. It grows in rather a limited part of the world, in Yemen, in Oman, in northern Somalia, and just off outside the Red Sea coast on the island of Socotra, places where the soil and the temperature and the rainfall are just right. And its restricted distribution and the beautiful smell that it makes when you burn it gave it prestige again at a very early date. Caravans of camels brought incense to Jerusalem. They're there in our first reading today. A multitude of camels shall cover you. All those from Sheba shall come, Sheba being Yemen or parts of Saudi Arabia. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Frankincense was a principal ingredient of the incense burned in the temple. So it's a gift fit for a god, indeed, as in the traditional interpretation. But incense was burned in pagan temples. Incense was what you were required to offer a pinch of to the emperor in the imperial cult, test of loyalty that was rigorously enforced in St. Matthew's own time, especially in Asia Minor. And many Christians came to a terrible end because they would not burn the required pinch of incense to the emperor. So maybe it's not simply that Jesus is God, that God lies in the manger. It may be also here is the true emperor in the manger, the emperor who really deserves the pinch of incense, or the rather more abundant quantities that the Magi presumably had with them. Gold then and frankincense. What about myrrh? Now this is the most interesting of the three gifts. It's also a resin. You get it in the same way as frankincense, but from a different bush, from Commiphora myrrha, and it grows in exactly the same lands. And it's also transported by caravans of camels at a very early biblical date. You may recall that when Joseph's brothers decided not to leave him down at the bottom of the well where they put him because they were jealous of the multicolored coat, but haul him out and sell him to some passing Ishmaelites. Those Ishmaelites were leading camels that were laden with myrrh and spices. Genesis 37:25.